Our Old Testament reading is from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long.
Our New Testament reading is John 16:22. Please stand in body or in spirit for the reading of the gospel. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
All right, one left. All right. Please join me in an attitude of prayer. Dear Lord, I want to thank you for gathering everyone here. I also want to thank you for the last two services going very well. Thank you for having all the youth share our gifts with the congregation. And I just hope that the congregation enjoys and everyone is safe. And yeah, in your son's name, we pray, amen. All right, let me introduce myself. I am Dylan Keough. Most of you guys may have seen me or know me because I'm an active member and I come to this service usually. I usually usher, and I'm also part of the missions committee, and I'm also a senior at Northeast Magnet. Yeah, I think that's everything. So. So for a while, I've known that I wanted to preach on Youth Sunday. I got the opportunity to preach 2 years ago, I think. I've always wanted to preach at Youth Sunday, and I knew what I wanted to do for the longest time until I did. I got stuck. I didn't know what I wanted to do and finally thought, you know what? What if I just look at my favorite Bible verse? So that is what I'm going to be talking about. And my favorite Bible verse is Psalms 23. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about Psalms 23, verse 4. It reads, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." This is my favorite scripture because it reminds me that even when I'm lonely or I fear stuff or I'm scared, that God is with me. But there are a lot of verses in the Bible that say, do not be afraid, or don't fear evil, or all these things. And kind of sounds weird, because everyone fears something. Like, we're not supposed to fear, but everyone does. And I could go into the Bible and name multiple people who are most likely fearful. David, when he was going up against Goliath, he had to be fearful. Daniel, when he was thrown into the lion's den, was fearful. Jonah, when he was in the fish's mouth, was also fearful. Peter, after the crucifixion of Jesus, was fearful. That's why he lied about not knowing Jesus. And then Jesus himself, before the crucifixion, was most likely scared. All these people are scared, but the Bible says, don't be afraid. It kind of sounds a little hypocritical. But I'm not calling the Bible hypocritical. Let me, real quick, tell you a story about how I am fearful. I'm fearful a lot. I'm fearful of the future, about what's going to happen in college, whether college is even going to end up being right for me, how much debt I might build up, and all these things. I'm also fearful now, because I'm nervous to preach right now for all you guys. But one of the things I'm most fearful of is being wrong. I hate being wrong. I strongly dislike it. I get embarrassed. And an example of this is in my favorite teacher's class. It's math. And he will ask us questions, and he loves for us to go ahead and answer and have class discussion. He'll ask the easiest questions, like, what is 5 plus 5? And there will be silence. I know the answers to almost all of his questions, but I don't answer because I don't want to be wrong, even though I'm right. But those are examples of some of my fears. Some of you probably have fears as well. Maybe that's people getting sick, people passing, whether it's not getting the position you want for your job, whether it's not paying bills on time. These could be scary things. But the Bible says, do not be afraid. It all just sounds weird. How are we not supposed to be afraid in a world that there's fear everywhere? Well, I think this verse is more about courage. It says that I fear no evil, for you are with me. See, God is always with us. So why would we be afraid? And we're always going to be afraid, so being courageous is what we need to be. See, the definition of courage is facing something that frightens you. So if we face something that frightens us, with God, we know we can get through it. I'm going to let that sink in for you guys so I can catch my words. So, the main point of this is to know that God is always with us. And be courageous. And maybe something that scares you, like coming up here and preaching in front of all these people, is something you should do. Because you know that you're going to get through it because God is with you. For example, with Jesus, he knew that he was going to get crucified. He had to be scared. But he knew that God was with him. God would get him through it, and he did. And then Jesus conquered death and rose on the third day. So, yeah, just be courageous and know that God is with you. I think that's... Oh, let me end with a prayer.
Yep.
All right. Please join me in a prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for giving us courage, giving me the courage to come up here and talk to everyone, giving other youth members courage to get speaking roles, and I pray that you give all of us courage on the next days of our life. I hope that you watch over us and keep us all safe, and yeah, we love you. Amen.
My name is Hallie Spickerman, and I am currently a senior at Mays South High School, and after graduating, I will be attending WSU for early childhood education. Today, I'm going to be talking about how God works in your life in mysterious ways. Faith is not always a straight line. There will be dips and rises throughout it all, but God is always there waiting for you. I had always grown up with a good relationship with God. I came to church every Sunday. I went to VBS, and I did all of Cynthia's activities and things throughout the years. But my first dip in faith happened in my sophomore year when one of my best friends passed away. His name was Connor, and he was like my brother. He was someone who lit up not only my life, but everyone else around him. I went through all the emotions that you would imagine come with death: sadness, anxiety, disbelief, but mostly anger. I was angry with God, because why would this happen to him? I remember driving to my best friend's house, crying and yelling at God because I didn't understand it. And I felt as though I couldn't trust God. If that could happen to Connor, it could happen to anyone. Our friend group spent the next while always together and feeling all of the emotions together, but it was really weird without Connor. He was the jokester and the glue of our friend group. He was always there for us. We were all unsure on how to live life and keep going. But I had made a commitment back in January I had committed to being a junior counselor at Camp Horizon, where I would be surrounded by God, who I was struggling with at that time. Just a few weeks after Connor passed, I had training, and I didn't really feel God a whole bunch at training, but I was starting to feel a little bit of peace in such a chaotic time. But it came time for my first week being a junior counselor, and it was middle school week, and Daniel was our pastor for the week. And as a junior counselor, you miss a lot of the sermons throughout the week because you're often doing meal prep or dishes or other odd jobs around camp. But we always make Thursday night sermons, which are personally my favorite. They're always at the outdoor chapel, which overlooks a ridge, and the sun is setting while the service is going on, and it's such a beautiful moment, and you can always feel God's presence while you are there. In that service, Daniel preached about doubting God and returning to his faith. He talked about trusting in God and not trying to find all the answers to everything. And it was a message that really resonated with me, and it was something I needed to hear. I felt seen through his message, and I realized that I may not know why things happen, but God is there with me throughout it all. John 16:22 says, "So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." I didn't know why Connor had left us so soon, but God was there to comfort me, letting me take my time to return to him. And he knew that camp was what I needed to find my faith again. Another verse, Proverbs 3:5-6 states, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path." Regaining your trust in the Lord can take time, and you will not always have the answers. But finding that trusting feeling again can be so freeing towards knowing that God is going to take care of you. There are still many questions in my life that are left unanswered, but I know that in time, God will reveal his plans for me, because he is good, and he is patient, and he is understanding. God waits for you, and because he knows that everyone's walk in faith is different. There are hard times and good times that you will experience, but throughout it all, he is there. Knowing that God is always with me is powerful knowledge that keeps me going on my day-to-day life. And now I get to continue my journey in not only my faith, but also helping others through theirs. My goals for this summer down at camp is to help children and teens to be able to experience God all around them, who's working in their lives, crying with them through the hard times and laughing with them through the good. Thank you.